good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good noontime, good noon 30, good midnight, whatever time of day it is. See, I want you to know that I'm Lynn Ferguson and I approve this message. Excuse me, I am losing my voice at the moment, but I am Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, Lynn's Bends. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world and music. So today, I do want to discuss or tell you about a situation that happened with me and a collaborator, and how it led to him blocking me and me calling out his fans. Want to know more? You just sit back, relax. Why don't you grab a snack? And let's jump in. Let's dance. So I have tried to record this, like, this is literally the fourth time I've tried to record this, maybe the fifth. I am really done at this point. We're gonna hope that we get it this time. I am getting over losing my voice and sinus issues, so I keep hearing myself and I keep being like, I cannot put that out because I sound too annoying, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's driving me insane. So I did a cover 3 years ago when I first started with Band Lab of Lullaby. It is by The Cure. It's one of the arguably most famous songs of the alternative rock genre. It's very theatrical, a very performative song, and that makes it perfect for me. So people have always loved my rendition of it from day one. So I reprised my vocal, well, I really just remastered my vocals and the song in general, and I reproduced it at the end of last year. This guy who goes by Meekin, so that's M as in Mary, E-A-K, I-N as in Nancy. He asked me to do background vocal work for the project. So I allowed him to do so after listening to a few of his projects and seeing that he has a great voice. He did marvelously. I informed him of such, and that he could, you know, utilize, if he would utilize the mastering technique that I like or option that I appreciate the best with Band Lab, it would be much appreciated. And he could just go ahead and produce the song or publish it, unless he wanted me to, or both of us. He informed me that he would rather I produce it because I have a bigger following. So I did so. Several days later, he's like, I can't get enough of the song. Would you mind if I produced it on my page? And I was like, I thought you wanted me to produce it, but okay, sure, whatever. So then he's like, don't worry, I'll tag you, or I'll add you as a collaborator. And I'm like, wait, what? Why would you need to add me as a collaborator to my own project? You know? So this led me to feel fishy about it, like he was gonna do some weird stuff. Because I've had people, you know, I've invited people to projects before and then they have downloaded the project and run off with it or reproduced it on their page by downloading it and then re-uploading it in a new project so that it looks like something new that they uploaded and that they own. So I was very upset about that. But I stayed calm. The worst that I did was call him Eeyore because he seemed like he was just existing on another blustery day, because everything he responded with was like playing the victim, like I was going off on him. And I'm just like, I'm just explaining to you what you said made me think and what I'm what I would be okay with and what I'm not okay with. So I don't understand why you keep getting defensive and acting like I'm attacking you. So eventually, it seemed like he just decided he wasn't going to reproduce it through Band Labs or whatever. he told me he just shared my post or whatever of the song, so whatever. Fast forward to today, and he tags me in a post through Instagram where he's basically like, reproduced the song through this platform, you know, Instagram, and this different platform. And it was kind of weird to me because that he went out of his way to ask me if he could produce it through Bandlab, but didn't say anything about producing it through a whole nother platform. So it's like, weird, your priorities are weird, whatever. So I accepted his invitation to be a collaborator and through Instagram, and I wasn't gonna say anything in the comments at first, but then I started like seeing consistently every comment was referencing him, like he was the main singer or the lead vocalist in the song and I wasn't. And I'm just like, am I chopped liver? Like, why is no one, is everyone just gonna, because people were kept commenting things like Meek magic and Meek is so magical and Simon magic and this is so great, Simon. I love it. And it's like, not one comment referenced me. So I'm just like really perturbed at this point. So I'm like, I let that be known in the comment section. I was like, you know, what am I, chopped liver? And I also put that, you know, this seems to be white bias. And that did not go over very well. He blocked me not too long ago and removed himself from the song. So he's still got a copy of it and everything, but like, so he can do whatever he wants to do with the song. But he just didn't want to be attached to it with me anymore, I'm sure. But I just wanted to make a podcast about this because it's just like, it's very telling, you know, how the world treats Black women. They don't ever want to give us credit for shit. We can't have nothing. Like, my next episode is about the Black girl follow train through TikTok and how that hashtag was just banned through the platform, basically. So we can't use it. Like, we can use it, but it's not going to do anything. And it's just so crazy. It's just like, we literally can't have anything.